We are learning Daf Dalet Amud Beis Masechtas Nida, and we are starting four lines from the top, Mechti. The Gemara before brought a brisa that you had the shelf, and there was a piece of bread sitting on the shelf, and under the shelf on the floor was a madaf, which is something that's tamei, and if it falls off the shelf, it'll for sure land on this davar tamei called the madaf. And the shelf even was on an incline, so it was very possible it fell off and landed here. And you walk to the room and you find the challah, it's not on the madaf, it's sitting right in front of the madaf on the floor. So the question is, did it hit the madaf and bounce off or not? That's the question, did it touch the madaf? So the Gemara says, the Bryce says before, that's tahar. Why? Because we say a person probably removed it and put it here, so it shouldn't touch the madaf. But we're not sure, but that's what we say. That's what we say. So Gemara has a kash on this. Mechti. Gemara has a kash. Mechti. Hai kikar, sofik tuma v'shishu yachidu. V'chol sofik tuma v'shishu yachid, sveika tame. The halacha is, that we learn out from Saita, that anytime you have a sofik tuma, the halacha is, that it's tame vadai. So here you have a sofik tuma, and if it's a shishu yachid, you learn from Saita that it's a tamei vadai. So here, why is it taira? It should be, it's a sofik. If it's a sofik, it should be tamei vadai. That means that here was really a sofik if a person took it off or fell off. And the only reason why I said taira was because eimach zakinim tuma makam lamakam. But the question is, if it's a sofik, then it should automatically be a vadai tamei, you can learn from Saita. Rashi speaks out, we didn't ask this kashya on the case of Kupa with Chizkiya and Rechna and Shammai, because in that case, it's not a Vadai Tuma at all. We don't know if the Sheretz is here at all. Mashenkin, in this case, there is a Vadai Tuma sitting right here, which the question is if it touched it or not. So it's like a Sofik Naga, Sofik like Naga. That's when you say the Halacha of Saita. When you have a Vadai Tuma here, and the Shaila is, did it touch the Tuma or not? Mashenkin, there, B'shasun Tyrus were there. We don't even know if the Vadai Tumah was there. We don't even know if it was there, B'shas Maisa. And therefore, the Gemara is not as a kasha on Chizkiya V'Yechanan, only on this Brisa. And the Rashi speaks out, the Gemara could have asked Taka on the other Brises of a Machat that was rusty or a Matlis. There we have Vadai Tumah. You could ask the kasha also, a Sofik Tumah Shishiyachat should make a Tumah Vadai. So Gemara answers, no. You can't learn this type of Sofik Tumah from Saita. Why not? Mishum da hava dovo she'im bo da'as lishol. This kikar, this piece of bread, is not something you can ask. You can't talk to it. It's not a bar das. V'chol dovo she'im bo da'as lishol, anything you can't talk to and ask him a question, be'im mishu sh'rab, be'im mishu sh'yachid, sveikah tar. Then halacha is that it's sofik tar. There's no halacha. You can't learn out from Saita. You only learn out from Saita something that's a person. That's something you can ask. Because Saita is talking about a person. Talking about an Isha who was a sofik who's mazana. So the only time you learn out things from Saita is only when it's a gay, a person touching something. He's a yes by das lishol. But something that's in by das lishol, then the halacha is that it's sveikai tar. Because you can't learn out from Saita because it's different than Saita. Zokta Vibayusema, not a Teretz, to answer the Kasha, why we don't learn out from Saita to be Vadai Tameh. Vibayusema, Hacha Batum Darabanan. Here, this Madaf on the bottom of the floor was something that was only Tameh, it was a beggar that's only Tameh Midarabanan. Like Rashi gives an example that the Gemara Chagiga says that, you know, Begodim of Ama Oretz, or Tomei, it's only Tomei Derabanan. And therefore, we will be and not to say it's Tomei Vadai. And the Rishonim speak out that this Teretz is not coming to argue the first Teretz. Everyone agrees, Dova Shemidas Lishol, Sveika Tar. Joseph was saying, even if it would be a suffix with a person, still it would be fine, and which would be Das Lishol, still be fine because it's only Tomei Derabanan. And Dekanami, a Rai that's only Tomei Derabanan, the Ketani, because we call this Tuma a Madaf. And the pasuk says, "Chasiv Allah nidaf." It says a lashon like a leaf blowing in the ear. So, just like that, it's a little light thing. So, madavos is a little light tumah deravonon. Ad kan the gemara of tumah v'tayrus. Zok the gemara of aita. We're going back to our mishnah to explain our mishnah. It said in our mishnah, we have machlekes Shammai and Hillel. If a isha becomes tumah nida, and she handled, you know, truma kachim the whole day, the question is everything she handled the whole day Tame. So Shammai says, no, we go Mekan Lahaba only. Only from now on, everything else is Tahar. And Hillel says, we go back to her last Bedika, which is called a Pekida. And the Chachamim say, no, not like that, Mandi Amar, not like that, Mandi Amar. Zok to Gemara. Gemara doesn't explain. Tana Rabbanam. The Chachamim say, Loike de Rezeh, Loike de Rezeh. I don't know like Shammai, I don't know like Hillel. Loike de Rezeh, Shammai. I don't know like Shammai, he didn't do anything. He didn't make any siyog. He didn't make any gzeira. He said it goes mekan lahaba. That can't be. But like the Hillel, he said it too much. He went too big. He did too big. His gzeira was too big. Ella, so what's the halach v'yachamim? Me'is le'is, me'metas ayyad v'pkida v'kida. Me'is le'is is, lightens the Lafreya Pkidal Bakida, and the Brisa will explain. Pkidal Bakida, and the Bedika is Mamayat Ayad Me'es Leis. It's Mamayat from the 24 hours. And the Brisa explains. Me'es Leis, Mamayat Ayad, Pkidal Bakida means like what? Ketzad. What's the example? Botkatzma Be'echa B'Shabbos. Someone made a Bedika on Sunday. Umotza Taira, and she found when they made a Bedika on Sunday that she was Tar. Be'yoshva Shaini V'Shlishiv Le Botka. Then Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday should not make a bdika. Vilaravi batka umatza tameya. And then on Wednesday she made a bdika and she found herself tameh. So now, according to Beis Hillel, from anything she touched from Sunday is tameh. The Chacham say no. Ain't even to tameh mevkida vkida. You don't say she's tameh now anything from Sunday. Ella meis leis. She's only tameh from meis leis. Means only from Tuesday. If she made a bdika on Wednesday 12 o'clock, only from Tuesday 12 o'clock are the things that are tameh. That's a case of Me'es Leis is Ma'at Pekida Pekida. Pekida Pekida, Me'metes Ayad Me'es Leis. Ketza, what's that example? Bat Gatzma V'Shar Shoina, she made a Bedika, 8 o'clock in the morning. Umatzatar Yishvan was Tar. B'yashlo Shnia V'Shlishloi Batka. Then 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, she didn't make a Bedika. Levi is Batka. She made a Bedika, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And she found Umatzatamea. Ain't no Tame Meis Leis. You don't say she becomes she's Tame from 24 hours before. Ella Pekida Pekida. So here's a case where the Pekida, the Bedika, makes it shorter Meis Leis. So where's a kasha? So where's that's all the case. Okay, that's Pashit. Everyone would agree this case is not Tame Lafreya more. Even Beis Hillel, and it's Pashit. She made a Bedika. She was Tahar. Frey Tigmar Pshita. Given the Batka Asma Vashara Shaino Matzah Taira, since at 8 o'clock in the morning she made a Bedika and she found herself Tahar. Why should she be Tamil Mafreya 24 hours? Makes no sense. So Gemara says, you're right. I did a Tana Me'es Leis and Me'etas Ayad B'Kidal B'Kidal. Since you wanted to say the first halacha, that 24 hours is the most you go back, even though they made a bdika on Sunday till Wednesday, and she came Tamei on Wednesday. So just since there we said you only want to go back, a limit of going back is 24 hours. So agav that, Tana me the opposite case. B'Kidal B'Kidal is Me'mayit Ayad Me'es Leis. We said the bdika is Me'mayit from 24 hours. But really, it's Pasha, just agav the other thing. So now, we know Pshat and Shammai and Hillel. What's Pshat and the Rabbanon? What's this shear of 24 hours? If you make a bdika since Sunday, what's the shear exactly of 24 hours? Omar Rab, Ma'at Amar the Rabbanon. What's Pshat and the Rabbanon? They go back 24 hours. So Gemara says that, because Isha Magesh V'Atzma, because she feels when Dam comes out. So that's not going to time her from Sunday. She would have felt the Dam coming out. That's what he said. So that's why you only have time in 24 hours. Amli Abaya, Imkein, Teidaya Shaita. If you hold like this Svara of Shammai, that Isha is Magesh V'Atzma, when she feels when Dam comes out, the Lacha is that she'll only be Tamim Mekan La'aba. It shouldn't be Tamim L'Afreya at all. So it makes no sense what Rabbi said. Someone says, you're right. But Rabbi was just like trying to test Abaya, to sharpen him up a little, to see if he'll chap, that the terrorist makes no sense. So what is Taka Pshat? What's Pshat and the Rabbanon will say it's Tomei Me'es Leis? It goes back 24 hours. If it doesn't go back to Sunday, to the Bedika, so what is the Shia of 24 hours? So Gemara says, Ki Hoda Omar Rabbi Huda Omar Shmuel. It's like, Rabbi Huda Mashmuel says. Which is really a Mishnah. Chachamim tiknu l'bnei Yisrael. The Chachamim masakin that girls and women who deal with tyrus the whole day. Shiu b'dekes atzman shachas v'arvis. They made a takana. They should make a bdika every morning, evening. This way, they should make sure that we're gonna always have tyrus to eat. Because if not, you make yourself a sfeikus. You're not sure. The medika in Shachris is lahachshit harish alayla. The medika in the morning is kedei, that if she's found pure in the morning, we know anything she dealt with the whole last night is tahar. Va'arves, you make a medika in the evening, lahachshit harish alayim, to be machshit all the tahiris you use the whole day. Vizu, and this isha skipped the medikas. Ha'avle batka, hefsida oina. Since she named medika, we are mapsed her a oina. Oina means a 12-hour period, either a night or a day. My oina. So Gemara asks, what does it mean? What does it mean oina? Gemara says, oina yesera. It means an extra oina. Because anyway, when she makes a bdika and she found tamei, she anyway is going to be, everything she used last 12 hours since the last bdika anyway would be tamei, mesafik. Here, she didn't make a bdika in the morning, we go back another 12 hours as a knas. Another 12 hours as a knas. So like this. She's supposed to make a bdika every morning and every evening. And let's say she does the right thing, and the evening she finds that she was tamei. So anything she did that day, let's say it was on Wednesday. Wednesday evening she makes a bdika, and she's made a bdika in the morning, Wednesday morning. Wednesday evening she makes a bdika. So any tires she handled that day are tamei. Now, if she hadn't made a bdika on Wednesday morning, and she hadn't made since Sunday actually, and she made a bdika Wednesday evening, so then we give her a knas. Not only do we matama everything from Wednesday, but even from Tuesday night to also be matama. Since she skipped the bdika, so we make a gzera, a knas of one oina, one extra oina we make tamen. If you're giving a shear of 24 hours, that means sometimes you're really answering three oinus. Oinus is always either a day or a night. So let's say she makes a dika on Sunday, doesn't make a dika for a few days. Wednesday, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, she makes a dika, she found tamei. So we say now, back 24 hours, according to Rabbanan, everything is tamei. So it means the whole Wednesday, whatever she used on Wednesday, 8 to 12 hours, touches tamei. The whole Tuesday night, is tamei, and then also on Tuesday from 12 till Shkia also is tamei. So you really three einus are getting included in it. So you made it comes up. You said meis leis. You really include three einus. Only a popular rava zim mishkachas or shosh einus meis leis. There are three einus in the meis leis in the 24 hours. So you made a knas extra einu now because the chama said 24 hours. So you made an extra einu in this knas. So my answer is Hishvacham is the same. They want to make a set amount. So tachling meis leis. They want to make a set amount 24 hours, because a lot of times the extra oina comes out that amount, and therefore even a punk turns out three oinas, they made a light plug instead of meis leis. That's one teretz. Another teretz. If you say ma, shaloye chayta nisker. So a person shouldn't gain, because like this, if the person makes a bedika. If you say she makes a bdika in the afternoon, you only get two oinas, which means the Wednesday morning and Tuesday night. So it comes out, if she would have made a bdika Wednesday morning and found herself tamei, so then she would have been, everything she would have done Tuesday night and the whole Tuesday would have been a tamei, because you make a knas for, two oinas. Now that you waited 4 hours to make a bdika, she'll have less things that are tamei, only Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. So it comes out, chaytiniska, by her pushing off her bdika, she gained. And we didn't want that to happen. We didn't want that to happen by pushing off bdika, she's in a gain. And therefore we say it's always 24 hours back. Because if you only said two oinas, it comes out that she who pushed off her bdika is in a gain. Because only going to be, only like 16 hours of tyrus will be tamei. So therefore we said it's always 24 hours. My benai, what's the difference between two terutzim? He could now the instance of Leibotka in a case which it was an oinus and she didn't make a bdika. So there, it doesn't apply to say chayte niska because she wasn't really a chayte. But the gabri loy plug, you'll still say she go back 24 hours. If it's a chayte niska, we're only to give her a knas of two oinus. But if it's out loy plug, you'll anyway have an ace lace. Look more about it. New gemara. It said in our Mishnah, kol isha sheyesh lo vest daya shayta. It means both Shammai and Hillel and the Chama all agree that if she's someone who has a vest, then when she sees Dam at the time of her vest, Pashtusa means, then we say it's only Mikan Laba, because she's very regulated, and she probably only saw Dam now and not from before. That's Pashtus out in the Mishnah. So maybe our Mishnah is like Rav Doisa. Sounds like our Mishnah is like Rav Doisa, not the Rabbanon. The Tayyum, the Braisa. Rav Eliezer Aimer, Rav Eliezer holds that only Arba Nashim Daya Shaitam. Only four type of women are Daya Shaitam, that we assume Adam only came now and wasn't there before. What type of woman? Four women who are Musulekas, don't have Dam. What are those four? Psula. That means a girl who was very young who didn't see Dam yet. Mu'uberes, a pregnant lady. Menika, a nursing lady. In those days, a Mu'uberes Menika never saw Dam. It was Kena, and a lady who came of age, and she's an old lady, she doesn't see Dam. By her, if she like sees Dam, b'mikra, by chance, it's possible it goes Mekan Labo. That's what Rav Eliezer says. Rav Deisa, you know, it says even more. Kol Isha Shesh Levest, Daya Shaita. Any Isha has a vest, is Daya Shaita. So it sounds like there's someone who argues, Rav Daisi Omer. It sounds like Rabbanu argue on that. So it sounds like our mission is like Rav Daisa, who says that every Isha Shesh Levest, Daya Shaita, it's only Tamim Mekan Labo. So Gemara says, no, I feel Tamim Rabbanu. It could be in for Rabbanu. Adkan. The only time Rabbana Agam Daisa Ella Shlei B'Shas Vesta, only when it's not B'Shas Vesta. If she saw Dam not in the right time, she has a Ves Kavua she sees on the fifth day of the month at 12 o'clock, and she saw this time at the fourth day of the month. So then Rav Daisa holds still only going Mekan Lahaba because she's the Isha who's regulated. Rabbana say no, since she didn't see in the Shas Vesta, there's no Daya Shaita. That's because Rabbana Rav Daisa. Avashas Vesta, if she sees the right time on the fifth day of the month at 12 o'clock, Moidele, even the Chum agree that it's only Mekan Laba. And a Masnisim that says, Kol Isha Shlo Vest, Daya Shaita is talking about Bashas Vesta of the Rakhal, talking about that it was she saw at the time of her vest and it's going to Kuliyama. So Moz Medayik, if you this Mahalach in Rav Daisa, Machlal, the Rav Daisa, Phil Shlo Bashas Vesta, Omar. It comes out of Fidus Mahalach that Rav Daisa holds, even if you see Shaloi B'Shas Vesta, still the Lach will be Daya Shaita. Even if she sees not on the fifth month, the fifth of the month, the fourth of the month, still the Lach will be Daya Shaita. Because she's a regulated type of woman, even though I can say Erech was Mane Ba, because it wasn't the right time, but he holds that since she's Musulekas in between her vest days, so therefore she's like those four Nashim who are Musulekas. That would be the Lomdus in Rav Daisa. Because since she is regulated, so in between her Rias, she's like Musulekas. She's like she doesn't have any Dams. Therefore, anytime she's Dam, it's like a chance only be like Kala. But the Gemara to bring a Braisa that could be it's different in Rav Daisa. So the Gemara, Man Tanala, Tanabaran, hanging on this Braisa. The Braisa says, Isha Shesh La Vest, a Isha who has a Vest Kavua, Kisma Tomei Lemafreya. When she finds a kesem, it's still Tamil Afreya. She finds a stain. Then here, we don't know when the stain came, we'll be Tamil Afreya. And what's the right brings a riot to itself. Im Tira Shalai Rishas Vesta Matame Estes, you find the idea, even by Ish Sheshla Vest, that it go Lumafreya. How? If she sees Shalai Rishas Vesta. So now, who is this Bryce going according to? Neima Karabani Vle Rav Daisa. We just said Rav Daisa holds that even if you see Shalai B'Shas Vesta, if she's an Isha that has a vest, has a regulated cycle, then it's always Mekan Lahaba. And here it says that a Kesem is always Tamil Afreya because you find that an Isha Shalai Vest could have a Kesem of Afreya where when she sees Shalai B'Shas Vesta. We just said Rav Daisa argues on that. So maybe this is Rabbanon. The Brice is going with the Rabbanon. Mor says, no, I feel a tame of Rav Daisa. Maybe the Brice is going to Rav Daisa. And the Gemara is going to say opposite like I said before. I'd kind of polygraph Rav Daisa, allow the Rabbanon. Rav Daisa and Rabbanon only argue El B'Shas Vesta, when I see B'Shas Vesta. That there, Rav Daisa holds is Daya Shaita, and the Rabbanon, even B'Shas Vesta holds, Yimatamim Eis Leis. Avashloi B'Shas Vesta, if it's not B'Shas Vesta, Moidulu. Everyone agrees that's Matam Lafreya. Both Rav Daisa and the Chamim, if you saw Shloi B'Shas Vesta, that you are Matam Lafreya. And I am our Mishnah that says Daya Shaita. It can't be the Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold never Daya Shaita. Masnisim B'Shas Vesta Rav Daisa. He's talking about B'Shas the Vest. You show up B'Shas the Vest. And it's going according to Rav Daisa. So Gemara rather say our Mishnah is Rav Daisa than saying the Brice is Rav Daisa. So Gemara asks, no, Gemara fear. The Brice, the Brice on the Brice that says that it's with Tamil Mafreya when you see Dam not on the regulated time, it goes to Mafreya. And that's the Brakal. That everyone agrees. So Gemara asks, look, why is it the opposite? Say, really, Rav Daisa really, everyone agrees that b'shas vesta da'i shaita, and shaloi b'shas vesta is a machlekes Rav Dosa and the Rabbanon, and the Brice is going according to Rabbanon. So Gemara says, no. Kim the ukma ikal ukma l'kula l'chumra l'chumra k'minon. We rather say l'chumra, because we have two options to say machlekes Rav Dosa and the Rabbanon. Option number one is that Rav Dosa and Rabbanon both agree that if they see, if she sees on the fifth of the month, which is her time to see, it's da'i shaita, which means only tamei kan la'ba. And if she sees Shaloi B'Shas Vesta on the fourth of the month, then it's a machlokes. That's option number one. Option number two is that if she sees on the fifth of the month, that's the machlokes of Daisa Rabbanon. Rabbanon will hold, even there it's not Daya Shaita. But if you see on the fourth of the month, which is not a regular time, everyone will agree that it's Matam Lafreya. Since option B is more chamer, so we'd rather have that option. And our Mishnah says Daya Shaita has to be Dafka Rav Dosa.